Hey everyone! Before we get started, I just want to let you know that your input can directly make our shows better. One of the biggest ways to support your favorite shows here is by rating and commenting on iTunes. All of our shows are available in Apple Podcast form on iTunes, and all you have to do is search for AfterBuzz and your favorite show title. Once you're there, leave the show a rating and a comment on why you like the show or any comments you have for the hosts. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope to continue to bring you the best shows we possibly can.
Grab your wine. It's time to aboard the Shady Express. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I can get them both. I don't want to choose. And I'm quick. Cut a nigga off, so don't get comfortable.
What is up, guys? We're back. Real Housewives of Atlanta. All aboard the Shady Express. And we just hop right into it. What's up, guys? My name is Drew Jones. You can follow me on all the things at OK Drew Jones.
What's up, party people? I'm Erica Edwards, and you can follow me everywhere at Erica D. Edwards.
Hey. So this episode kind of just picks up exactly from the moment we left off last week with the fight, like the post-fight, which we'll get into that. But we see where everyone splits off. You know, they pick their teams, which is basically just Portia and Sheree.
I know, and Sheree made it clear that it was like, okay, ain't nobody messing with Portia, so I'm going to sit here and listen to her.
Yeah.
She would have went with everybody else, too, I think. But she was like, well, I did invite her on the trip, so I can't leave her by herself.
I did start this entire thing.
Right. I started the beef. I am the bone carrier. So, yeah, now I have to sit here and talk to her. Although I did feel like Portia was like crocodile tears a little bit. She cried entirely too much this episode. I wasn't quite feeling it all. I'm like, yeah, you and your waterproof makeup that's not running. I'm not buying these tears. I'm just saying.
So Cynthia Marlo Phaedra, or not Phaedra, whew, Cynthia Marlo, Cynthia and Kenya go off with Nene, and I don't know, maybe this is just me. I feel like Nene, like, yes, Portia's done a lot. Or, I mean, Nene's done a lot for Portia. Absolutely.
Right.
Like, in the past. But Nene acts like she, this is what annoys me about Nene. Nene acts like she didn't say anything. And just because of, like, so a caller calls in and asks you a question doesn't mean you didn't have to, you know what I'm saying? No one put the gun to your head about your answer. You chose to say that stuff. And that's fine. That's how you feel. But stop acting like, you know, oh, I didn't say anything out of the ordinary.
I agree. However, it's not like she went out to, she refused to film her. So she didn't really go out of her way to get the girl fired. She was just like, well, in my opinion, freaking fraud or whatever.
Yeah.
And I think they're both sort of exaggerating.
They really are.
The argument. Because I'm like, okay, really? Are we arguing about what both of you all said like last season on a show that wasn't even the show? Like, I'm not feeling that at all.
Yeah, I actually, because I was curious, I went and checked Dish Nation because you're able to, like, see the topics that they, like, you can type in, you know, whatever topic, and it'll show all the things that they've talked about.
Right.
And so I went and back and looked at how many times they brought up Nene. And, I mean, it really wasn't, like, a super shady thing that poor, like, the clip they keep showing is really about the extent of this exact situation that they're,
oh, like the one where she's like, oh, she hurt me or whatever.
Yeah, you know, like some people, blah, 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 energy, blah, blah, I'm vegan now, I don't care. Like, yeah, that baby vegan.
Oh, my gosh. If I hear about her veganism as a storyline, one more episode.
Yeah.
Like, okay, just eat your veggies and keep it moving.
Why if do we you're have playing to keep the vegan drinking game, your shot count tonight was probably like 7 because it came up a lot. But I do love that Nene said, I'm going to be like Cardi B.
Right. If you don't F with me, I don't speak to you.
I was like, go ahead, girl.
Oh, yes.
Shout out to another reality TV queen.
Yes.
So we see it kind of cool down the next day. They have like a little event. They hop on the trolley and Sheree decides they're going to split up into two groups. But while they're all together, And Kenya's talking about her grandmother and, like, how she got the video back. We see Portia get, like, really emotional, which I was like...
Again, with the crocodile tears. I'm like, girl, I'm not buying that you're, like, crying every few minutes. Yeah. Like, what is wrong with you?
I was just like, you don't like Kenya. Like, I can have compassion and empathy for what Kenya's going through right now, but you're not going to see me cry.
And she's like, oh, this reminds me of my uncle. And I do feel bad. Yeah. Like, you know, my uncle passed. It is upsetting, but I'm like, yeah, we need a flashback or something because I'm not feeling her legitimate.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, you just want to be able to walk away and then have someone kind of be on Team Portia.
Yeah, I think it had a lot more to do with I'm feeling, you know, left out. I'm feeling really awkward about the situation because everyone's against me. And so I'm going to go walk away and cry about that. I don't really think
right,
it has
exactly.
that
much. I don't really think. She tried to segue and tie it in with the death and stuff. But I was like, no, you're mad because nobody is really messing with you.
So we see Mama Cynthia, you know, queen of trying to give everybody a chance, go back there and, like, have a moment with her.
And what I did like about that moment was the flashback of when Nene said that Cynthia wasn't bringing nothing to the show. Yeah. And I remember that. And I was like, wait a minute, that's her girl. And so, you know, although it was funny because Cynthia was like, well, we didn't talk for some years after that. I was like, not because of that, Cynthia, because Cynthia's always been a punk until, like, maybe the last season.
True.
So I was like, Cynthia, you didn't have no kahunas back then anyway. But... so that was an interesting little moment between them because she was like, just let it go. She had to let it go. And I think that's what Portia needs to do too.
Yeah. I think Cynthia gave some very sound advice as far as, like, you know, if Nene means something to you, which I know she does, and I know you mean something to Nene, because let's be real, the reason they're so angry is because they do mean a lot to each other.
Right. Exactly.
We've seen a lot of really, you know, nice moments between them through the years. And so I honestly think that's why it's getting blown into such this big ordeal. But I think Cynthia saying, you know, like, you kind of just have to, like, go into it being like, this is how what you said made me feel. I'm sorry that what I said made you feel this way. Like, and you guys can't be two rabid dogs, like, going at each other. You have to, like, come.
Exactly.
Which is a problem for both of them. But you have to come, you know, open-minded, open-heart. Yada, yada, yada. So the group split, which I think, okay.
Okay, first of all, that was hysterical because originally Sheree had a meeting the night before about Cynthia leaving with her and Marlo and Portia.
Yeah.
And so now, and I was like, I don't even think, again, Cynthia is not, she's super nice, but I was like, Cynthia's not going to have the nerve.
Yeah.
And she doesn't. She's like, well, I was just going to go with you guys. He's like, why don't you talk to Portia? But now that I talked to her. And I'm like, really? That's what you're doing?
Listen, 50 gave Portia, or not Portia, 50 gave Cynthia cojones. Like, the 50-year-old Cynthia doesn't care. You know, she's been here for 5 decades now. She knows some things.
Well, she has marvelous cheekbones, and she looks amazing.
She's going to do what she wants now.
But, she needs to get her little confidence up a little
So
bit.
They split into groups, Nene, Kenya, Candy, Cynthia, Portia, Sheree, Marlo. And we find out while Team Nene is walking around, we find out that Sheree's man, Tyrone, who's up in jail right now, actually went to jail for fraud.
Right, which I kind of am not getting why it's, like, gossip. Because every episode, Sheree's like, yeah, my man in prison. So, you know, you had to break the law to get to prison.
Yeah.
So, like, he didn't rape or murder anybody. So, who cares? I don't even see why. Because, obviously, he did something.
Yeah.
So, if it wasn't fraud, it would have been, who knows, drugs. You know, you have to break laws to get to prison. So... Yeah, I don't see why it's even such a thing. Like, it's such, he was a con artist.
Apparently conned someone out of $4 million.
Well, that's okay.
Company out $4 million?
I mean, Apollo was a con artist, and he was fine, and we loved him. So, I think it's okay.
Did we love Apollo?
Well, Apollo is sexy, girl. I don't know.
Apollo is crusty, dusty, musty, if you ask me.
Apollo was a good-looking prison
bae.
He
was a hot-ass mess.
Hot being the key word.
I did love that they didn't want Tyrone to con Sheree out of Chateau Charette.
Or as we like to call it, Chateau Thelma. What we like to really call it.
I was going
to
say, Kenya tried her saying she didn't have to worry about it. It's not in her name. I was like, listen, Kenya, you got to let it go, girl.
Thank you.
You got a house. She got a house. We all got houses. Calm down.
Thank you. Because Moore Manor ain't all of that either. So stop yourself.
I'm saying Moore Manor is underwhelming. But go off, I guess. But I do love that we get to see Portia Shrey and Marlo acting fools because they're all messy and they decide that they want to throw a fake wedding for Kenya.
And I do, what I really do like about this episode is they did a good job of displaying San Francisco. Like, yeah. I love San Francisco and I love Fisherman's Wharf. I also love Chinatown. And I think they did do a good job with actually shooting this mm-hmm. episode. And it kind of gave it a sort of fun, festive, you know, girls trip type air yeah, to it. So it wasn't sure. too cray cray. Yeah, I know. I was like, Marlo, messy Marlo.
Messy Marlo.
She's so funny. Like, oh yeah, we're going to throw her a fake wedding. Okay.
That joint killed me. But they get everything. They get, well, they call Nene. They clue her in. They all agree they're not going to tell Cynthia.
Or mostly, either. Nene tells them not to tell Cynthia, yeah. and they do what Nene says, so.
But they decide to get all the fixings for a nice ghetto wedding. And I was actually impressed with what they were able to put together.
It was cute. It was cute. And then the chairs were white. Yeah. And then Portia got, like, some stand-in gays or whatever that she pulled off the street. That was interesting to be the audience.
Yeah, yeah, they had, like, doves to yeah. throw.
Yeah.
Or
we should say they had feathers to fall. They didn't actually throw birds.
Yeah.
Just to clarify. But yes, they did. We loved the fake wedding. It was hilarious.
Live
was
for so a cute. Fake. I'm not going to lie. I was a little nervous to see how Kenya was going to take it just because, especially after I saw fake Mark or flat Mark.
Right. Oh, gosh.
I was like, I don't know. But then they did bring up a good point. She did throw a divorce party for Phaedra.
Exactly. And she was wrong for that.
That was every level.
Karma and payback. So you got to just ride it out and deal with it. So, yeah.
That was such a weird situation just because Phaedra and Kenya were just, but, you know.
Especially in that situation.
With Apollo.
Like, sweetie, half the reason why we got divorced was because you was in his face. So now you're throwing a party? No. So that was trifling. So she had to kind of roll with it, and she did. And I really, as much as I think her marriage is fake, I did respect that she kind of, like, was a good sport about it.
Yeah.
And didn't act a fool. And I was very surprised, actually.
Everybody was there. Flat Mark. We had stuffed King and Twirl.
Yes.
The little puppies. We had Nene with the...
for richer, which is how I want to marry when I get married.
And for restaurants.
For restaurants.
Candy yeah. being a one-woman choir.
Thank you. Still singing off-key, but we love you, girl.
I didn't want to be the only one, but you know.
I was like, Candy sounds horrible.
If she's not getting coin, what's the point of being on key? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know, but I'm like, just play her old songs and just play the music. True. Just lip sync, sweetie. That's what you need to do because that was horrible. That was a little painful. I was like, Candy, I thought you did this as a profession. Why do you sound like that?
So we see, you know, the wedding ends up being real cute. We got Flat Mark.
And she even kissed the little cardboard. Yeah. Left the cardboard in front. That I found also, that to be nice.
I feel like Portia dropped that intentionally to be extra. But that's just me. I just feel like Portia's extra.
And I will say this. I'm tired of Candy and her little, like, I feel like she's playing for us, for the audience. Because she does all these looks almost directly to the camera.
Yeah.
Like, Portia will say something, and then, because there's nobody else there, so we're the only people watching it, and she's, like, rolling her eyes. I'm like, sweetie.
You know what it reminds
me? This is not really scripted, so could you just, like, whatever. Just
it reminds me of The Office, when, like, they'll have, like, a team. Have you seen The Office?
Yeah.
When they'll have, like, a team meeting, like, one of the characters will just, like, look directly in the camera and just be like,
right, exactly.
That's like,
and
Candy
because
does.
That is scripted. This is supposed to be reality. So what are you doing? And I'm just like, okay, exactly. She does that all the time. And I'm like,
we get that you're pissed and you have every right to be pissed. But, like, it's just kind of like, either be, like, I don't know. It's just be.
I feel like you're like a C actress right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because now I'm like, I'm not always buying it. And, you know, it's one thing if you have these moments outside with the other cast members, but I was like, why are you rolling her eyes to me? I don't agree with you. So stop it. And either talk to her or don't talk to her. But this whole half fake, all this, she's carrying it on too long.
I know we got a lot of Candy lovers that watch the show, so I'm sure we're going to hear all about it in the comments. But I feel like the escape plot, like the escape storyline is just kind of like, eh. It's like whatever. And so this is really Candy's only other storyline this season. So we're probably just going to see a lot of her rolling her eyes and whatever. And which is weird because after the wedding, Portia pulls Candy aside real quick and like apologizes again for the whole situation.
Candy is still standing there looking stank. I'm like, okay, just be done. Just really stand in your truth and be like, I am not messing with you. If I don't speak to you.
Exactly.
Just be Cardi B and just don't do it because you're getting on my nerves. Because now you just look petty. She's just looking, you know.
I understand. Again, rape allegations are very serious. It was hardcore. I get it. But stop it. Like, if you're going to be mad, be mad. But if, like, she's trying to, like, be not cool with you.
She's trying to be cordial and low-key shady all of the time, and it's just irritating because supposedly, to be honest, she has a great career, she has a family, she has a new baby, she supposedly, out of most of the people, has everything she wants. So why are you so trifling all the time? Why are you so irritated and angry all the time? Honestly, she's more angry than Nene.
True. I was gonna say, I understand, like, at the time of everything happening, you know, it could have messed up your career, blah blah. It didn't. If anything, you're the most popular one on the cast. So it's like, what are we really holding on to anymore?
Didn't nobody call the police? It was some little rumors or whatever. And I mean, it was kind of a thing last season, but I'm honestly over it.
I want to say it was on Watch What Happens Live or some interview she did. She was saying that people still comment the, you know, Candy is Bill Cosby or something, hashtag Candy's Bill Cosby or whatever. And she showed a screenshot, but it was only one comment. I feel like you really had to scroll through your Instagram, girl, to find that.
Well, yeah, she needs a few more clips because I'm like, I feel like nobody cares but her.
Yeah,
and but at this point, you know, we're talking about you and Escape and Tiny and all those people. There's like so much else in her life. Why are we still talking about this thing from last season?
But whatever, girl. So we get up next day. We're going to Napa. Which, have you been to Napa?
I have not been. I want to go.
Now, it is a mess.
This is what I wanted to know. Nobody mentioned this in the episode, but that train kicked black women off that train for talking.
Yes.
And I was like, what? Now they let black people on here again?
Yes.
So I actually wanted to go on that train with my mom just after that incident with the black women. Like, that was just a couple of years ago. I was like, wow.
I went on that train when I went to Napa, and I was with a fair mixture, but it was mostly women of color in general. And I was like, we kept joking, like, y'all need to calm down. We're going to get kicked off this. And I know this group of women.
I know. I was like, I know they were loud. So I'm like, I guess they had a different manager on the train that day. Cause I was like, isn't this the same train that kicked women off for laughing too loud? Like, how are they on this train?
So we're on the train and y'all did Portia dirty by making her sit at a table with Candy and Kenya.
Well, that's what happened when you, I mean, the first thing you do when you get a train is find your seat. Like, who goes to the bathroom? What is wrong with her? So I feel like that was a little staged because I was like, really, girl? Now all of a sudden you really got to go.
Whatever. I was just very interested in that because I was like, are they just not going to talk this whole time? Are we going to get a blow up? But Candy does shade Portia with the veganism, which, take a shot for being a vegan.
Shaded Portia the whole conversation, but Portia kind of lightened up, and at one point they were kind of like laughing and talking, so it wasn't too bad. But oh my god, I almost fell asleep listening to Kenya talk about her husband.
Oh my gosh.
It kind of feels like she wrote these notes someplace and is like going over them. I'm like, girl, well, then he did this. And then I had to realize you can't be the alpha woman. I mean, it just was so.
First of all, let me talk.
Fake.
Mark Bay sounds mad annoying to me. Like, he likes when I'm smaller. He doesn't like when I wear a lot of makeup. He doesn't like me he doesn't like me doing this thing. Mark would not like me. Mark and I are not compatible.
I agree. I mean, he sounded, what was so funny was exactly kind of how they showed the clips. He sounded exactly like Cordell was. Mm-hmm. And she dogged, you know, Portia and Cordell forever. And now she's, you know, now all of a sudden she's with this man that, you know, he likes me small. He doesn't want me to wear makeup. I asked him whatever. He's like, are you complaining? And I don't know. It just didn't feel, and maybe because we don't know who she's talking about and she won't say his name on the show or whatever. But just, I mean, literally, it just seemed like she wrote this down and was like, this is what I'm going to say about my husband. Like, it didn't seem to honestly even flow in the conversation that they were having.
It was very off topic.
Did someone throw you a line? You're like, well, speaking of this, let me tell you about my man. Like, it just did not seem, it didn't seem authentic, and it just seemed like some stuff she was halfway making up. So I need to see him tell you take that makeup off. And honestly, I mean, I've had my bad skin moments, so she needs that makeup, too. We both do.
Yeah. So we have that whole awkward phase there. And then we pan over to the other table where Nene brings up to Sheree, like, you know, so, like, the whole Tyrone situation. And Sheree's real quick to be like, oh, no, it was security and wire fraud.
I wanted to Google that because I thought securities were stocks. So I was kind of like, how is it any different?
I just feel like fraud. Like,
whatever.
Fraud is fraud. Like, I don't know a lot about all that.
Right, but like, it's the Securities Exchange Commission, which governs stocks. So I was kind of like, are we arguing over what kind of fraud it is? And I do believe securities are also stocks. So I was like, I think y'all said the same thing. And so what? Like, you know, I mean, and I love
the fact. He ended up in the same space, like, regardless.
I love the fact that Sheree is, like, owning it. Like, I love that she's all about, I got me a prison bag and I stand on it. So, you know,
So what's up?
And then, oh my gosh, because when they were at the place, she was like, when they were in Chinatown, she was like, I don't think I can send him a fortune cookie. Oh my gosh. I was like,
dang,
you know,
girl.
They be checking. You can't just write notes and send them to prison. So I love that. She's actually kind of cool about that.
So they call Candy over. And listen, they're not slick because these tables are right next to each other.
That's what I was like, how is Portia not hearing them say this?
Because, like, she's sitting right here.
Right. Like, I'm like, okay, you guys, you all are going to have to, I don't know, do a little bit better with how you're shooting this. Because I was like, okay, she's right at the next table. So how can she not hear them talking about her? How can she not hear them laughing when Candy's like, well, I told her, okay.
Yeah.
And then they all start laughing. And I'm like, how did Portia not even hear that?
People always, like, get on me about not liking Candy, but it's moments like this that make me not like Candy, because it's just like, girl, why are you putting on a show? Like, just be like, I just don't understand this extra pettiness. You have every right to be upset, but this, it is not healthy to be that angry about something for that long.
Yeah, and I mean, I like Candy as a businesswoman, as a go-getter, and I really will say, up until this season, to me, Candy had always been the realist.
Yeah.
Like, she would just keep it real with people. But this season, she's just coming off, like, just kind of petty and trifling every single episode. It's like, it's irritating to me. Almost.
Yeah. It's just like, stop flip-flopping, decide how you feel, and then, like, feel that way all the time.
Right. Or just don't. I mean, at some point, if you feel this strongly and you're going to carry it this far, then you do need to be like, I'm not shooting with her.
Or tell Portia, like, listen, I really can't mess with you. Like, stop being cordial with her and just be like, listen, I really can't mess with you.
Right.
You did this. I don't foresee me wanting to be cool with you
anytime soon. And that's what she said to the girl. She's like, there's nothing she can say that's going to make me be cool with her. Well, okay. Then
say
just
that.
Be done with her so she knows it. And because now I feel like Portia is changing who Candy is. Because now Candy is coming off fake and trifling.
Yeah.
Like, Candy is basically, you know, as messy as Nene or Sheree, because every minute she's rolling her eyes and doing this little stuff.
If you're really
stuff.
Above and beyond the situation, then show us you're above and beyond the situation and be bigger than it, because you're allowing the situation to change your character.
Exactly. That's
and
the
you're
issue
making
I have
yourself unlikable.
It. Yeah, it's not flattering week after week after week. Like, the first episode or two, I would let you slide, but no, now it's getting trifling.
But we do get to have a civil conversation between Kenya and Portia, which was so weird to me. Like, them sitting at the same table and, like, actually kind of having a heart-to-heart for them.
Yeah, for them. Because I feel like Portia gets 1,000 points for listening to Kenya drone on and on about her man. Mm-hmm. So she gets points for that. And and it felt like Kenya was trying to advise her about the whole Nene and Candy situation, but for once did it in a way that was not condescending and offensive like she usually does.
Or wasn't in a megaphone.
Yeah, and because she usually talks to Portia pretty crazy. And I felt like that one time she actually didn't, which was nice.
Yeah. So we get to Napa and we meet Jean Charles.
Oh my gosh, I loved him.
Which, let me tell you something, I watched him look at that group of fine black women. He looked like he was ready to risk it all.
I know, he was like, I wanted to be like, how little are your girls? He's like, I have two little girls. I was like, dude, aren't you 80? How young are your children?
What is happening here?
I know.
But he was wilding, man. I was just like, you're really just going.
You're going in. For it. You're like, I'm going to juice this publicity for all that it's worth.
Yes,
and
yes.
Everybody's going to come to my vineyard in Napa. And he got my vote. I'm down. I am. Okay, maybe he was a little gross. But he also seemed funny and hilarious. Like, he was so funny.
Yeah. When he started feeding them the grapes, and he said, God, that is graphically enticing. I was all right, gosh. I'm uncomfortable.
How is Marlo deep-throating grapes, girl? I was like, oh, Lord. She took the whole...
I was like, girl, Marlo, the stems are still in that. That's what I want to know. Y'all putting those whole grapes in your mouth. First of all, I was like,
are they seedless grapes? I'm totally confused right now. Because I'm like...
I got questions.
I need to clarify this scene right here.
I was like, y'all chewing the stems. But then I looked, and with Marlo deferring that, it was just like, when it came out of her mouth, there was just a bunch of deflated little grapes. And I was like... So what is truth? What is happening? What's going on?
The truth is exactly what Sheree said. Now we know how Marlo gets all her designer clothes and nice cars. Mm-mm. So I think we all already knew how Marlo got that.
Yeah, so then we find out Jean Charles is married with two children. I was like...
Exactly. And when he said two little girls, I was like, how old is your wife? Because you're 100. So I understand.
You've been here since the beginning of time.
Exactly.
I did love watching them stomp grapes.
That was such a Lucille Ball moment. It was so cute. It was really funny. And they were having fun, and everybody was kind of chilled with their little beefs and stuff. So that was fun.
Yeah, and that junk is hard. I will tell you that.
I've never done that. It just is. And I've wondered the same thing with Portia has wondered, too. Like, is it feet juice? Like, how did they... I'm confused by that. Like, are they really literally stomping in their
feet
and
then
you make
that
wine?
They do, like... sanitize it. They like, I wouldn't.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
and there's
good.
A whole, like, there's a whole
that's
process.
Good,
to
I'm
it.
Not trying to have athlete's foot in my wine. I'm just not feeling that. This is just me.
Yeah. If I ever see, like, an athlete promoting wine, I'm going to start thinking about that. Like,
exactly.
This athlete put his foot in my wine.
And I thought they would get more drunk than they did because it seemed like, they did so much stuff, but I guess they didn't do that much wine tasting.
That's true.
What I was a little bit surprised on because, and other housewives that have gone to Napa, they usually get totally
pretty
tore
lit.
Up. So.
Pretty lit. So Kenya flies home for the funeral for her grandmother, which, again, is super sad. But I'm glad she kind of got to have some fun and,
Yeah, that was
some support.
Yeah, that was nice.
From her girls. So then the rest of the girls go to dinner. Where the wine that they're being served has been, like, made by John Legend. Why is John Legend the artist of, like, the season?
I don't know.
Why is John Legend popping up in all of these things?
I don't know.
Is John Legend getting a check for, like...
I don't know. But I like that Nene was like, yeah, I'm not going to blow anybody for this wine. I was like, well, that's good to know because I was going to try it until she said that.
So. Yeah, I was waiting to see who was going to bring up that situation first. And, of course, Nene never fails to let me down. So they start talking about Kenya in this wedding. And Cynthia, of course, defends Kenya. The Cynthia Kenya, like, dynamic is very weird. Not weird to me.
No, it is weird. It's weird. It's weird.
Cynthia's overprotective.
Cynthia knows darn well that when Nene came back, she had kicked Kenya to the curb. Mm-hmm. So Kenya is Marlo said the word convention, but I think she meant convenient.
Yeah.
Because every so often, when it works for Cynthia, because Cynthia, I mean, she's getting, like you said, now that she's 50, she's getting to be more of a stronger person. Mm-hmm. But in the earlier season, she wasn't. And so she was friends with Kenya. And then when Nene came back and Nene wanted to be her friend, she kind of backed off of Kenya. And so maybe she feels bad about that. I don't know. But she's going a little too, I mean, I guess you have to support your friends, but she's going like so hard for Kenya right now.
I think Cynthia always needs to be someone's right hand man. I don't think Cynthia knows how to be the main, like the HBIC, you know, the head in charge.
Yeah.
So I feel like with Kenya, that dynamic is very, like, it's not so much Kenya talking down on Cynthia or Kenya telling Cynthia what to do. It's, like, Kenya confiding in Cynthia. And so, like, that dynamic is different than where, like, Nene and Cynthia, it was Nene kind of being, like, do this.
Right,
like,
right. Nene is clearly in charge.
Yeah.
And I think, I do feel like it is a bit more of a even friendship with Kenya, but I think, I mean, it's kind of like if someone is going to go in now and be friends with Portia, if you're friends with the person that's kind of like the cray cray in the group, mm-hmm. then you got to be willing to
accept,
to deal with it. Like, no, not everybody is going to talk nicely when Kenya has a husband that you've never met.
And like, you're her supposed best friend. Like, stop acting like, you know, oh, it's, you know, this is just how Kenya is. If people have been riding on you for not being able to keep a man literally the entire existence of the show, and then you get married and you're still not showing your man, I'm gonna be like, he's not real.
Right. And I think what's weird is, I mean, yeah, it's not normal, Cynthia. And so for you to, if you want to accept it because you are best friend, cool. But you're crazy to think that other people are going to accept it because they're not.
And it's not fair to ask them to accept it.
And it's not because it's weird and it's odd. And of course people are going to question it. And then Cynthia just seems so just ride or die. I'm going to go all out for it.
And I'm going to drink the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, and it's like, come on, girl. You know it's crazy. So, you know, just be like, it's weird and let it go.
Yeah, and I still would feel some type of way if my best friend decides to run off and get married and not tell me.
Okay, but, all right, even whether you get married, you don't get married, I'm not tight enough to meet the person. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, after a while, it's like, okay, yeah, like, what kind of friends are we? Because I don't, you know, I could meet your husband on the street, but I wouldn't know it because you haven't told me who he is.
Yeah, Cynthia at the beginning of the season didn't even know how long they had been together. Which I just, like, not that you need to know their anniversary date or anything like that, but if you're really going to be this, like, loyal to the point of, like, error, then I think you should, like, at least have your facts straight.
Because clearly, however their relationship developed, Kenya did not share that with Cynthia. So, you know, maybe Kenya has another mystery friend. I don't know. But whoever she talked about, the proposal with, any issues they've had in their marriage, she's just now kind of telling us these little tidbits, mm-hmm. but it's like, okay, well, yeah, maybe you would have wanted to know that he doesn't like you to wear makeup and before you got married. You know what I mean? Like, there's stuff where it's like, okay, who did she talk to? Because she didn't talk to Cynthia, and you don't ever see her talking to anyone else, and she's not really super close with her family.
Yeah.
So that does actually seem really strange. Now, what is kind of funny is that Nene is jealous, point blank. Mm-hmm. She is jealous of Kenya, and it's so hilarious because Nene wants to be head of Cynthia. Mm-hmm. Nene wants the friendship contract back. I know she does. She wants that contract back. I'm sure she wants it. So yeah, that's so crazy.
So she goes and brings Cynthia back, and that's kind of where we leave off on this episode. And we see next week Portia going on dates with white men's and
all I can do is say praise God because I can't not watch another veganism storyline with Portia. So have her date somebody, have him be crazy, have him break a window. I don't know, but I don't want to hear about her and her vegetables and her non-dairy.
I don't even know if we're going to get to the date, girl. It looked like she halted and turned around, but I guess we'll see. But I know we have quite a bit of news and gossip this week. So yes. I'm pretty hyped. I'll let you kick it off because you had something, didn't you?
Okay, so the two things I have found, or the couple things I found, one is So Candy, No Singing Candy, has recently got a role in Chicago on Broadway. So it's amazing. She can't tour with Escape or make new music, but she's doing a Broadway musical. So that is exciting, and congrats to her. I mean, I'm not throwing entire shade. And if I was in New York, I actually would go see her for sure.
I say I love Chicago, so I'd love to see her in that.
Yes, yes, yes.
So TMZ caught up with Phaedra at the airport, it looks like. And they basically asked her about the Real Housewives, and she said that she felt sick anytime, like her whole time being on the show.
Right, and she was like, oh, I don't need them. I don't need to go back, which is totally what you need to say when you've been cut from a show. Mm-hmm. But we all know that she wants to go back, and we want you back. We want you back, Phaedra, because we miss you, girl.
Yeah, we have a little video. We'll see if it'll
Load.
Pull up. But yeah, you're talking like real, like, I let them, they didn't leave me. For someone who got fired.
When it comes to getting the best services for your home, it's important to have...
I don't know. Phaedra is just so corny and extra to me.
That's why I love you, girl. I love you. I love you, Phaedra.
Like, when
she's like, I'm a chunky Wilhelmina model now.
When she's not getting shaded by Shamar Moore, she's, you know, trying to drag this whole experience that, I mean, did kind of make you, girl. You wouldn't have had Wilhelmina without... Real Housewives, let's be real.
Very true. Okay, here we go.
What do you think, though? Will you ever go back on the show?
You know what? I have no desire to. I mean, I've turned the page. I love being happy.
Yeah.
I love living drama-free. I mean, my kids are happy. I'm able to, you know, enjoy life.
Can you find dark chocolate in the background? Is dark chocolate anywhere?
It had a physical effect on me.
Yeah, like, it like, really, like,
can it makes you go sick up and sometimes. Down. Yeah, I mean, because it's a lot to deal with. I mean, and any woman that does reality, they should be congratulated and praised. Because, honey, it's a lot to it, and people don't really understand until
her weave is looking
so
fabulous. Like, I like her weave, though, for the airport. She's looking good. And this is LAX, people. So she's in Los Angeles.
Yes, honey. Real God delivered me. When he set you free, you can't go back.
Girl, let's not act like you didn't make...
She's still keeping her Atlanta weave, though. I like that. Her hair looked good. Her hair was cute.
She's something. You cannot act like... She's like, ugh, reality TV's so hard, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, girl, you lied on one of your ex-best friends. Let's remember, Candy and Phaedra were thick as thieves for a long time.
Okay, everybody lies. Everybody lies.
About rape, though?
Okay, don't be so dramatic. We be happy to... We forgive you. I forgive you, girl. Come on back. Come on back.
Nah,
we
need man. You. She went off.
We need your legal mind and your funeral bearing.
Speaking of petty, so the Shade Room posted this photo of Kenya, Nene, and Cynthia and said, caption this. And Lomas Brielle... Decide the comment of on it extinct.
I remember this photo too. Extinct. Listen, that's hilarious.
This is my feelings about Brielle, and I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I'm all for the shade. Cool. You want a shade? You're a grown woman now. You want a shade? I'm here for it. But Kim and Brielle cannot get mad when these grown ass women come for Brielle, because Brielle wants to be grown, and she's grown, like, of age. They cannot...
You're right.
If you want to do what grown folks do, you gotta be prepared for what grown folks do. That, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you can't dish it out unless you can take it.
As that's my mama true. Says, don't that's start none, true. There won't be none.
Exactly. I agree.
So, go off, girl, but be prepared. You're going... I mean, I would not want to get in a verbal altercation with Nene Leakes. Cynthia, I can handle. Kenya, I think I can handle. Nene, I don't know. Nene's wild.
Nene is crazy. But I love everybody. I like everybody.
Yeah. So, also, I don't know if you've been seeing, like, on Twitter, but, like, Kim has been often talking about how Kenya got fired.
Right. From, she keeps tweeting that.
She keeps tweeting it. And then there's all this drama because there's all these rumors that Kenya is allegedly, you know, fired from the show because she won't show anything about her husband and blah, blah, blah. And we saw that Ava's being brought on the show. So
right, and I'm like, when is her debut? I'm like, every week, I'm like, when is she coming?
So this guy, Bryce Sander, tweeted in the whole discussion and said, Portia told me Kenya was uninvited from the all-cast trip because she wouldn't play by the rules of the show, which the all-cast trip was Spain, I believe, and that's where we're first going to see Ava, which, to show your life, like, which you have to show your life 100%, you know, that's the number one rule of the show. Ava's casting news came in the same time. They went on to the trip, which Kim was set to go on but had to pull out due to some, you know, other issues. But, so there's been all these rumors that Kenya, you know, got fired. Right. Kim is, like, on the forefront of those rumors. But E! News interviewed Kenya, and Kenya laughed it off, excuse me, and said that she's not fired, which I don't really know if I believe that or not. Not that I believe Kim, but there's just a lot. I mean, the streets have been talking.
Yeah, and Kenya was just on, I didn't see all of it. She was just on Wendy Williams, like, mm-hmm. I want to say this week. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, she seems like she's a working girl. So I don't think
she seems like it.
We'll see. We'll see.
But the only key point of your, you know, storyline, you're not showing all of.
I know.
It's a very controlled setting.
Honestly, it's boring. It's boring. It is. So, like, she's going to have to manufacture a beef really in the next couple weeks. Otherwise, we're going to need to see your husband, girl.
I'm not trying to deal with flat Mark for the next couple weeks.
Although, I like that they took him, you know, after the wedding, she stayed with her man. And she brought him everywhere.
I like that they called him flat Mark because it reminded me of, did you ever have the projects in elementary school where you had flat Stanley and you had to take him and, like, do, like, you had to do, like, cool activities with him, and you'd have to take a picture of him doing something. Like, if you went to the zoo, you had to put Flat Stanley up, take a picture of him at the zoo.
That's cool.
I feel like that's Flat Mark. Funny. I feel like that's all we're going to get of her husband this year.
And that's not enough. That's not going
to be enough. It's not enough, and I guess we'll just have to wait and see. It looks like we're not going to get to see him next week either. But you guys let us know what you think. Let us know if you're Team Candy, Team Nene, Team Portia, Team Andy Cohen. You might have to fire all these girls and just get some new ones. I don't know, but make sure to follow us on AfterBuzz TV. You know, like, subscribe, comment. Let us know what you guys
think. Let us know what you are feeling, people.
Yes, we definitely want to hear your opinions. My name is Drew Jones. You can follow me on all the things at OK Drew J. And where can they find you?
You can find me at everything at Erica D. Edwards. I'm Erica.
We'll see you guys next week.
Ciao for now, folks.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.